Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Meanwhile, Trump just signed executive orders renaming the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America and changing Denali back to Mount McKinley. Yeah, he's serious about renaming things, and he's not done there. Check out some of these other orders. First up, he's changing San Antonio to St. Tony. Next up, he's making the Rocky Mountains the Sylvester Stallone Mountains. Here's another one. He had the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now they're the Mike Pence Islands. Next up, he's renaming Burger King and Dairy Queen to Burger President and Dairy First Lady.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. It's interesting. Everybody laughs at the Gulf of America thing. I laughed first time I heard it, even though I think it's a great idea. Why wouldn't we do that?
It's just so obviously, I don't know what it is.
I like this map.
It's funny, though.
I like this map you sent us all, Katie, where it's got the whole world renamed. America Classic is us, obviously. Then above us, Gay North Dakota. Below us, America's Pants. And it goes from there. Up Alaska's McKinley's Happy Finland. I like the other America, Ocean of America. They're all the Ocean of America.
Right, but exactly. Yeah.
And then England, Bad Teeth America.
Ah, boy. So a semi-comprehensive list of the important executive orders thus far in just a moment or two came across this Wall Street Journal poll that they just put out that I found very interesting. What do voters actually want from Trump? And they described the answer as MAGA light, which I think is a fairly accurate description. 53% want Trump to make significant changes in how government is run. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. And it's some of the stuff, people don't know what they like, but they like what they know. Some of these negative-ish responses, I think, boils down to, well, you got to make the case for people because they've not heard the case made, certainly through a lot of Bigfoot media. For instance, 60% oppose replacing thousands of career civil service workers with people chosen by the president. Well, it depends who you're talking about and why. More than 60% also oppose eliminating the Education Department. Let's make the case to them. That's fine. That doesn't decide anything. They've never heard that case made. Mm-hmm. Those of us who exist on right-leaning media or whatever, we're pretty well versed in this stuff.
Right.
Most of America has never even heard of it.
Sure. How many people think that doing away with the Federal Department of Education would mean your school would shut down? That's probably what most people think.
Right, or it would have no funding or something like that. Yeah, exactly. It's a bit of a paradox or a conundrum or what's good for the goose. I don't know. But there's a good 40% of the country, I would guess, that has been in a media bubble run by like 3% of the country.
Mm.
The ideology of that tiny percentage of people that run the mainstream media have convinced 40% of the country everybody thinks like this. When they don't, not at all. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, it would be interesting if you could run an experiment where the majority of the media, for instance, was constantly talking about the advantages of doing away with the Federal Department of Education and where people would be on that issue if that's what they were getting from the CBS Evening News and NPR and everything on a regular basis.
Yeah, so I get that, again, the case has to be made to those people. We need to move some hearts and minds. But there were times that I felt like in the write-up of this poll, they were saying, oh, look at these percentages, therefore Trump should not do it. And I disagree completely. The poll finds voters want Trump to build the wall along the border with Mexico.
Yeah.
Nearly 75% say only those with criminal records should be removed from the country. 70% say longtime residents, law-abiding, they can hang around. Now that the election's been held, and we talked about this before it, when huge numbers said, ship everybody out, everybody out. That was a reaction to, we're trying to get the government's attention, this is a disaster. I think post-election people are much more moderate on it. Let's see.
Yeah, it's that's a long way off, though. I mean, because this whole getting rid of the 600,000 known illegals that have criminal records, that's going to be quite the process.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get to the, what was the New York Times number? It was well over two-thirds that want every illegal who came in the last 4 years booted out. That'd be recent arrivals.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular. So, I mean, you could go to that to the next level. So it'd be a long time before you'd get to people who've been here for 20 years mowing the grass and, you know.
Yeah, whatever. I don't think there's any will to do that, honestly.
No.
Finally, Biden leaves office with a 30% approval, 36% approval, 62% disapproval, lowest ever. By an almost identical gap of 36 to 60, voters view the Democratic Party more unfavorably than favorably. That's the lowest ratings going back to 1990. Good.
God, I'm looking up at the TVs, and of course, their lead story everywhere, still the January 6th pardoning of the most violent people. And we're learning today that that decision was made by Trump like in the last minute.
Yeah.
If he hadn't done that, think of the moral high ground he would have over Biden for pardoning his whole family. But because Biden pardoned his whole family and Trump did this, it kind of got, you know, all washed out.
And with that moral high ground, also momentum, just the popular will to enact his agenda. It was a terrible misstep. Anyway,
I'll tell you what's the danger, and then I'll shut up about this topic.
Go ahead.
The danger is like that Oath Keeper guy with the eye patch.
Yeah.
Who his ex-wife is out doing interviews saying he's a very dangerous man. So, and some of these people who wouldn't have been able to buy a gun now can buy a gun again, I guess. Cause they're no longer felons. I didn't realize that. But if one of these guys goes out and commits some sort of crime in the name of politics, woo, that's going to be quite the story.
Yeah, and again, it's going to halt the good stuff.
Yes.
Interfere with doing the good stuff. That's, you know, I have a moral objection to what he did. I also have just a practical objection. Yeah. So plunging ahead, a list of Trump's key executive orders so far, and most of them are absolutely fantastic. Ending birthright citizenship. This one's already in the courts, will be in the courts. Of course it was going to be in the courts. Interpreting the 14th Amendment has long been a conflict. So that's fine. That's exactly what should happen. At least now we're talking about it. January 6th pardons. We've discussed that already. Fair amount. Halting federal government DEI programs. Could not love this more. It's fantastic. It's just, it is spraying Roundup on the noxious choking weed of neo-Marxism in our government. It was horrible how far it went, and it's great that he's halting it. It's just the beginning of the battle, because it is absolutely lousy in our schools and universities. Although we're going to work on that through the Department of Education, which still exists. More on that to come in days ahead. Gender identity, the president instituted policy recognizing individuals' biological sex rather than their quote unquote expressed gender identity, which ought to be in quotes in this article. Because it's a made-up, radical theory term. Going forward, it will be, quote, the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female. Use the term sex.
Boy,
that way it eliminates the confusion.
Overwhelming win. I got huge applause when he announced that the other day. Such an easy one.
Yes.
Such an easy one. I mean, you're picking the ripest fruit of everybody agrees with you, and the freaking Democrats couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know. I know. They're beholden to their radical Twitter left. Trade and tariffs. Trump said he's aiming to place 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexican goods, renegotiating all sorts of stuff. That's always his opening gambit. The business press and free marketeers are making a big deal over the tariffs. I say, you know, just let the negotiations go forth.
All right, fine. You're soft on the tariffs on Canada and Mexico. I think maple syrup's going to be $80 a bottle, and a sombrero will cost you $500.
I drink my syrup out of an American factory. No maple ever comes anywhere near it. All right? Pausing the TikTok ban. This is illegal. This is overstepping his bounds. It is, to me, abuse of the executive authority. It will not stand. It's a mistake.
And news today that Mr. Beast is looking into trying to buy TikTok, which he's actually got the heft to do, and certainly the gravitas as understanding social media.
Indeed, that's an intriguing move, but again, something duly passed by the United States Congress. I don't want to give this president the ability to just suspend the laws he doesn't like, because I don't want the next guy to have that power. It's pretty simple. Moving along, withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord. Perfect, wonderful, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Touch them all, Mr. President. It's a home run.
Yeah, give me a break.
Phony bunch of jet-setting bureaucrats getting together, signing accords that none of them have any intention of living
up
to.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
But they get credit for signing it.
Right. Declaring a national energy emergency. This one's complicated and interesting. Drill, baby, drill, in short. I'm just not worried about it. We'll deal with any issues that come up as they come up. Withdrawing from the WHO, the World Health Organization. Hallelujah. Again, back-to-back home runs. The lying puppet of China, UN agency, the World Health Organization, they're corrupt as can be. It reminds me a little bit of NATO, although we can't withdraw from NATO. It needs so much reform, the WHO, to be worth a damn. Send it, shock it into compliance with reasonableness. I'm fine with that.
You're getting out of the World Health Organization?
No, I'm pro. I'm 100% pro.
You're pro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pro getting out of it, too. Just the argument from even people on the right is, yeah, you have to rehab it from within. And the only way you can do that is be part of it. I just think it's so beyond redemption.
That could be. I don't actually know that. I just think, quote unquote, withdrawing from it for a while will shock it into
reform. I've got the stats. We're by far the number one financial supporter of it.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. So, yeah, they will come crawling to our door saying, tell us what reforms you want, and we'll do them today.
Here's one reform. Here's one reform. Next time there's a pandemic, be honest about where it came from. Think you could do that? If we have the worst, you see, you're all about health. If we have the worst health crisis in 100 years, how about you be at least somewhat honest about it from the beginning? Let's start
there. And not lick the boots of your Chinese overlords. Coming up in a moment, the final few of the executive orders, including one of my favorites. Love it. And the news of the day, of course. Hope you can stick around.
And the direction we're going as a species in terms of mating. It ain't the right direction if we want to continue to be around.
I almost forgot a message from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. Protecting your stuff is so important, and Simply Safe has incredible technology to look at for you. This AI-aided human monitoring that if some scumbag is around your house, they can call them out, turn on your spotlights, call the cops before there's a break-in.
Let's get to some of the nuts and bolts we don't always mention. First of all, it's super easy to order online. You click around and customize it to your house. Comes to your house, you can set it up yourself quite easily. You can get help if you want to. I set it up. There's not much to it. No long-term contract or cancellation fee. 60-day satisfaction guarantee. You can't go wrong.
And these monitoring plans start affordably at around a dollar a day. So much better and less expensive than old systems. Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong and get 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. And your first month is free. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Boy, Trump just said something not optimistic about the ceasefire, but we got a lot on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you have like an...
There's not an occasion when you hear a statistic on the number of abortions occurring annually that your mind doesn't also think, how many babies' lives could have been saved? Preborn's network of clinics fights every day to save more babies. The number they've done so far in terms of saving is impressive over the last two decades. Over 300,000 unborn children brought into this world and saved. Preborn accomplishes this by introducing a mother to her child on ultrasound. When that happens, a baby's chance at life doubles. And that's not all. Preborn showers mothers and babies with assistance for up to 2 years. But they need your donations. One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will help to rescue 5 babies. But any amount will help, and all your gifts to Preborn are tax deductible. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, say baby. Or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. Sponsored by Preborn.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Show.
famed financier Jamie Dimon says the stock market is overinflated.
Yeah, oh.
Of course it is, and there's going to be a correction at some point. Of course, Trump will get blamed for it, no matter what. But anyway, we're also going to talk about people not having sex anymore for whatever reason, and this graph around it at different ages. It's really interesting. All that's on the way.
And as the NFL playoffs roar along, I give you the mayor of Philadelphia.
E-L-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Birds!
Can we hear that again?
E-L-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
I couldn't follow all that. L.
That is the mayor of Philadelphia, who, according to her bio, was briefly an English teacher in New Jersey. I'll bet it was brief.
Elgsies?
E-L-G-L-S? S-L? One more time.
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
Eggless.
E-L-G-S-E-S, Elgus says. That's the freaking mayor of a one-party town.
Oh, my God. That's
funny.
I mean,
if you, like, left out the A and then E-L-G-S-E-S.
At least they're all letters that appear in the word. She didn't throw in a P or a Q.
Wow. Lowish bar. Okay. So we're summing up President Trump's early executive orders and commands and that sort of thing. He is ordering the Attorney General to review the work of all law enforcement agencies to determine whether any of their moves over the past 4 years constituted a weaponization of the federal government. I'd like to know more details about it. It's absolutely a worthy goal. It's a little vague. You're going to have bureaucrats investing bureaucrats. But there's no question that the Justice Department and the FBI at headquarters got very political in a way that should not be acceptable. So good for the president. Empowering Doge. Go get him. Love it. Love it.
Elon has an office in the White House. Lots of lawsuits have been filed against Doge already, saying they don't have any right to do the things they want to do. Vivek is gone from Doge, if you haven't heard that. The claims are that there was friction between him and Elon, although the other claim is he's going to run for governor in Ohio, and that's going to be a full-time job. So,
Right. The main gripe against Doge is that if it is a government agency, it occupies space in government buildings, the rest of it, it's subject to certain transparency laws that they haven't done yet, because we all know how transparent the Biden administration was. Anyway, that's the issue. They'll work on it.
Keep in mind, everybody who's going to push back at Doge is because they don't want any agencies cut or removed.
Yeah. They want their money, their power, and their turf protected, period, end of motivation. And finally, renaming landmarks. President renaming the Gulf of Mexico and Denali, et cetera. Gulf of Mexico is now the Gulf of America.
I like the name Denali. It's a cool name. If I drive a GMC Denali, is it now a GMC McKinley?
Yes, it is, by presidential order. You know, I don't have any problem with Denali. I mean, that's what it was called for many, many generations by the native people who live there.
And what did McKinley do? He bought the state, or?
Yeah, I don't. It's not like he discovered it or anything. I don't care about McKinley either way, honestly. But the Gulf of America, it's our Gulf. Get out of it.
Is it the porn? Is it the low T? Is it microplastics? Is it cell phone towers? Why ain't people having sex like they used to?
Jet contrails, Hank.
Actually, the latest numbers on sex for young people came out yesterday, and it's pretty interesting, among other things. Jet contrails.
Armstrong and Getty.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but your finances too. Your personal info is in so many places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity's stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back, and resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
The following heartwarming yet informative scene is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Son, your grandpa and I used to work on this car together, and when I'm gone, I want you to have it.
Wow. Thanks, Dad. doesn't count. What you need is a will. Luckily, Trust and Will makes it easy. Designed by attorneys, but customized by you, you can easily create a state-specific, legally valid document that actually counts. Now, let's let the engine do the talking, am I right? Start your will at trustandwill.com. Use offer code COUNT for 10% off and make it count. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. For details, see trustandwill.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crab, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Carl Bott. Join us on Thursday as we welcome Patrick Jones, former Shasta County Supervisor, and find out what his plans for the future are. Also, Kimberly Johnson, CEO of Arches, and the latest of what's happening with that organization. All of this Thursday, right here. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
According to a new federal study, drinking just one alcoholic beverage a day could raise health risks. So make sure to have at least two.
I get it.
New York Times wine columnist commenting on that study had some interesting things to say. We'll get to that later.
Related around dry January and drinking, probably driven to talk about drinking.
No, the government order or government declaration that Seth was talking about there.
How does anybody pay any attention to what any government agency says about health after COVID? I don't even look at it.
Well, and after our entire youths, we Generation X. Load up on carbs, lots of carbs and sugar. Just for God's sake, steer clear of protein. No fat either. Fat kills. Just carb up, everybody.
By the way, the scale was unbelievably cruel to me this morning. Like, what did I ever do to you? Why you gotta be so mean?
Get off me, you're hurting me.
It said.
Exactly.
Let me try it again.
Take two.
This is like Joe Biden the other day when he's gonna have his big... It's like the great poet said, "Hey, damn it, damn it, damn it!"
Sing it, sing it, sing
it. Do we have that, Michael?
You made it rhyme louder than it's rhymed in a long time.
Jeez. Wow. Okay, let me try it again. Sexlessness—it's not an easy word to say. Sexlessness is rising by every measure among young people, going back to 1982. Which is a handy number for like Joe and I, because that's when we were like, you know, high school, headed into college. So we have some idea of what things were like at that period. And the graph on, and this is young people in particular. So you got to think about that. This is people ages 22 to 34. 22 to 34. So I like it starts at 22. You're past teenage years. You're on into, I mean, you're in your, you know, you're 22. All right. You don't need to be having sex at 19. By 22, if you're not having sex at all, it's a little odd, I think. Well, historically it was, might not be now.
Yeah, I would say you're definitely in the when is this going to happen category.
Right. The numbers for, and I'll go with the numbers that are the most amazing, haven't had sex in the last 3 months. Between the ages of 22 and 34, and most of these people are not married, so you can't say, well, they're married and they're having kids and all that sort of thing. Nah, that's not what's going on with most people between 22 and 34, certainly today. It has gone from practically nobody back in the 80s who would say they hadn't had sex in the last 3 months to a third now. A third of young people have not had sex in the last 90 days.
A species of animal has lost the urge to reproduce. That is a biological catastrophe. Certainly a topic so astounding, it ought to be studied, you know, in every university all the time.
For haven't had sex in the last year among men, they weren't even asking the question until 2000, and they started asking women early, which is a bit of a Victorian age misogynist, I think, view of things, that they didn't even ask men that. They just assumed. I don't know. I don't know what the theory was behind that for. Who is the polling organization on this? The NSFG, whatever they are. But anywho, haven't had sex in the last year for men. It's gone from about 10% around 2000 to about 25% now. Two and a half times.
Astounding.
In a couple of decades of haven't had sex in the last year as a man between the age of 22 and 34.
things are getting weird, and they're getting weird fast.
So, obviously, you got to jump in with the, why do you think that is? It's a very steep graph, too, and let me check, coincides pretty well with, you know, smartphones and all that hidden.
Yeah, I think it's, honestly, if I were pressed for my theory, number one, you don't have better people to go to, if indeed scientists ask me. But, yeah, it's absolutely a confluence of environmental factors, like probably microplastics and stuff like that, which have been shown to reduce production of certain hormones, blah, blah, blah.
So just to make sure I understand each of these you're giving, so that would be, you think the desire is down?
Yes.
The drive is not as strong for both men and women, or just for men? Because if it went down for men, it'd go down for everybody. Because, you know, it's always been kind of a fair number of women who are like, if you're not pressing me, I'm fine with not tonight.
Right. Yeah. Disproportionately among men. So you've got that. I think that's going to take more study, and it'll be a while before we're confident about that. Obesity causes a decline in sex drive, and that is well known. Well known. The ubiquity of porn.
Yeah, you can't leave porn out of it.
Political radicalization of young women.
Katie?
We're so angry all the damn time.
Katie, would you like to share a story not hurting anybody's feelings from a friend of yours regarding the P word, or would you rather not?
Oh, no, that's fine. Friend of mine, beautiful, beautiful blonde, was dating this guy who is in his mid-20s, and he could not perform because of his porn addiction.
You have a crazy hot girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your mid-20s, and you can't get an erection. That's
and
disturbing.
He actually admitted that I watch a lot of porn, and this has been causing a problem for me, and I'm so sorry. It was pretty heartbreaking.
Prior to internet porn, and internet porn is different than written porn. I read a lot about this because I got two teenage boys. But prior to internet porn, if that happened, if you couldn't have sex with a hot blonde in her 20s, when you're in your 20s, you got to go to the doctor. Something horrible is wrong with you.
I'd go to the ER today. I wouldn't wait till tomorrow. I got no time to make an appointment. Yeah, seriously, it's tragic, and we are, again, I believe the internet / AI is the fruit of the from the tree of knowledge in the book of Genesis.
God, do we
we're going to kill ourselves.
Do we need to think about this for very long? If you combine obesity with porn, you might have solved the whole thing.
There are other factors, too. I mean, you cannot explain a precipitous drop, I don't have it in front of me, of sperm count among young men. I mean, like, hugely down. But, again, there are probably, now that I think about it, there are probably 6 or 8 main factors in this. Part of it is our utterly comfortable, decadent Western world. Danger stimulates testosterone. Tests of strength. Challenges, uncertainty, conflict, making up a game, enforcing the rules, winning at it. All of these things stimulate testosterone. We have designed a veal calf-like existence for our young men.
You're absolutely right about that.
Send your friend my way, Katie. There's a little snow on the roof. A little literally and figuratively. More on that later. I got a little gray around the temples. No problem. Oh, that's right. I'm married. Need to retract that offer.
Damn, I was sending you her number right now, Joe.
Yeah.
Tell you what, by the time she had her coat off, we would be ready to roll.
Yeah. As a single guy, that was a hard story to hear, as Katie was explaining that on our text thread the other day. It's just like, what? What? Come on. Wow. And again, this graph is it's not subtle. And the steepness of it rises, unlike that hot chick's boyfriend, his penis.
Wow.
The rises.
Wow. Really inappropriate. Funny. Very funny, but inappropriate.
So steeply, starting at about 2014, then it just shoots up. For the no sex ever, the no sex in last year, or the no sex ever is staying relatively flat. So that's not virginity, you know, people just never having sex. But the no sex in the last year or the last 3 months just shoots up starting in like 2014, 2016. And if it stays on this path, the trajectory, and there's no reason to think it's not going to. Where are we going to be in a couple of years? If it has gone from men who have not had sex in the last year, if it's gone from 1 in 10 to 1 in 3 in the last 5 years, and the line is, like, practically vertical, where's it going to be in a couple of years? Is it going to be half of men have not had sex in the last year? It sure looks like it's going to be.
I don't know why that trend would stop.
Wow!
Here's my question. Because all of this stuff will become utterly impossible to ignore soon. It's almost there now. Does humanity recognize what we're doing to ourselves and adjust, or because we're so amused and hypnotized by our devices and our porn and the rest of it, putting aside the environmental factors for now, which I still think are significant, where do we go? I suspect this very strongly, and I hope I live long enough to see it. There will be something like the Protestant reawakening of the 19th and 20th centuries in the United States, where we went from a not super religious country to a much more religious country. I think a whole social movement will spring up that'll be, I don't know what you want to call it, away from becoming tech addicts, getting a little closer to the bone, living life the way human beings were intended to, not the way our tech overlords profit from.
We need
maybe it'll be a religion or a commune or something, but it will happen.
We need an Azusa Street revival of not staring at your phone. That's interesting. Huh. I wonder if that could catch on and spread like wildfire, like, you know, the great reawakening did, you were talking about.
I wonder.
I think about this when I'm at the gym. Everybody's got an earbud on. It's silent in the gym. Nobody's talking. I worked out in the gym regularly when I was in my 20s. It was constant conversation. What are you going to do, just mill around in silence and stare at each other? No, there'd be a boombox in the corner with music on, but everybody talked to each other.
Right.
The idea of just being silent in there. No, there's the gym is full of people every day, not a word spoken.
There's nothing more heartbreaking than the idea of school lunch rooms are silent, the band trips, sports team trips. Yeah. Silent. Everybody's got their headphones on, staring straight ahead. That is, if Kim Jong-un had instituted that among his young people, we would be just crying out at the cruelty of it.
It's so easy to get, like, labeled or looked at, or, you know, old people talking about kids today. They always do it. First it was color television's going to ruin your life, and then rock and roll or whatever. This is completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Because, for one thing, there are statistics to show people's lives are ruined. They aren't having sex. They're contemplating suicide at numbers that have never been seen before in humanity. That is something.
Simultaneously anxious and depressed.
But not having sex.
Yeah.
Wow. It'll be interesting when we're doing this a few years from now, when the numbers hit 50% of young people who haven't had sex in the last year. The TV show Friends, it's funny it's so popular because it was built around hooking up so much. I'm surprised it has any purchase with young people now. It's like, what are they trying to do?
Why? It's icky.
Gross. Or something.
Wow.
Or you just have no desire. I don't even know. If you know anything about this, maybe you're young. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo is a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit where credit is due. Credit for deciding, in the middle of rush hour traffic, to go back and get their bachelor's and a promotion. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. And credit for serving in the military by day so they can study cybersecurity at night. For over 75 years, we've been helping students receive the credit they deserve. With more than 135 degrees and certificates, students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. At UMGC, you'll find everything, online to hybrid courses, lifetime career services to scholarship opportunities, making your education journey flexible, fast, and affordable. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start February 12th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It wasn't my intention to go on with this.
I heard about a tattoo artist who inked his wife with RIP TikTok 2016 to 2025 before finding out the ban was lifted. And it's a shame because it ruins what otherwise would be a beautiful tattoo.
Yeah, that's exactly. Right. It's a stupid tattoo anyway. That's what I thought when I heard that story.
We used to refer to the show as a trip to the human zoo, and that's kind of it's appropriate.
Even if they hadn't lifted the ban, it's a dumb tattoo.
Every single aspect of that story just radiates with dumbness.
Hey, the Trump administration announced yesterday a $500 billion investment in AI, the modern space race, they're calling it. We'll talk about that more in hour three.
That's a good moniker for it. I like that. All right, so a couple of things real quick. When I'm not in California, as I mentioned, I think last year I'm in South Carolina. I happen to be in South Carolina right now, and it snowed like crazy all over the southeast, like 6 inches of snow, which is fine. I grew up in Chicago. It's
climate change.
Oh, boy. Okay. The great argument, because there's no argument against it. Anyway, so it's fine, although nobody's going to go anywhere for days, which is kind of fun. But my dog is so freaked out. We used to take him to the mountains all the time up in the snow, and he loved it. But he's forgotten, I guess. I don't know how dogs' memories work. But I almost couldn't get him out of the garage this morning because he's like, dude, what happened? What happened? We can't go out there. And I got him out of the garage, and he's mincing around and turning. He wants to go back inside. He looks up at me. I'm saying, buddy, it's okay. It's okay. And he's thinking, what do you mean it's okay? Our environment has changed fundamentally and hostily. Have you not noticed, you idiot? But it's pretty. But, oh, my God, the South is going to be paralyzed for days and days and days.
Are flights canceled and all that sort of stuff?
I don't know that. Nobody can go anywhere because there is not a working snowplow within 375 miles. Of South Carolina. No, everybody's just going to stay home, which is fine. So Trump went to the prayer service, which is a tradition at the Episcopal Church in D.C. right near the White House.
Yeah, I saw that, where every president has gone like since 1820 or something. I mean, going way, way back.
And I was about to say, and it's so silly in a way, in that Trump is clearly an atheist. But I don't know post-assassination attempt. I have no idea what his beliefs are or how he sees the universe, and I will not pretend to know from afar. I'll bet it's changed. Anyway, so he goes there to the Episcopal service. Oh, that's right, we got a report on this. You got it, Michael? Yeah, hit it.
President Trump and Vice President Vance attended a prayer service this morning and wound up getting an earful from the Reverend.
There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives.
Not too exciting, was it? I didn't think it was a good service, no.
The Episcopalians, if you don't know, it's basically the Catholic Church without the women can't be priests and a lot more pro-gay, but like way down the road toward, in a lot of depending on where you live, down the road toward wokeness. It's like a woke Catholic church.
They're very progressive, yeah. And trafficking in the whole trans children will die if you don't affirm their gender.
Give me a freaking break. I'd have had to stand up and leave. Hey, with all due respect, sorry, Jesus, I'm a believer. That's crap. That is just crap. It's statistically proven crap. I'm out.
Well, and then she droned on about having mercy on immigrant families whose children fear that their parents will be taken away.
Whatever.
She mentioned the president and lectured him from the pulpit there in the first row.
85% of Americans agree with me, so whatever.
Well, Trump wrote in a, so what was he writing, a note
that
of some sort?
That is so freaking out of line.
Trump wrote, she failed to mention the large number of illegal migrants that came into our country and killed people, Trump wrote. And then he goes into many were deposited from jails and mental institutions, giant crime wave.
Or how about you just get up there, quote Jesus a couple of times, we'll pray, we'll call it good. You know, we'll be thankful for what we got, to give our thanks to God and get out. I don't need the political lecture, lady.
Well, right, and the idea that my beliefs should be enforced at the point of the government's guns, because that's what Jesus wanted, is such a perversion of the Gospels, I can't even.
Yeah. God dang it, that's maddening. I don't know how he sat there and took it.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.